Hello, Peacemakers. It's your girl, Dawn Stone, also known as The Conflict Chick. Welcome to Season 6, Episode 11. We are here talking about conflict resolution mastery. We began this 10-part series several weeks ago, and this week we are talking about Master Me. So, how can we master or completely consider ourselves learned if we do not truly look at the way we show up? So part of the work that I do with conflict resolution and how it shows up in organizations and in families and in relationships is that we have to master me. So mastery starts with master me, M-E. And I want to talk to you today about two key things that will help you connect to your next level. Some of my work that I've had over the past 5 years has been around diversity, equity, and inclusion. But I'll tell you, DEI has been a part of my fabric since the early 90s when I first entered corporate America in the human resources department. Diversity, equity, inclusion is more than just a term. It's more than just something that's been politicized. It's a way of existing. You see, what most people don't get is mastering you is understanding that you are the only blueprint in the world. There's only one unique you, even with identical twins. There is only one you. And in mastering yourself, it's really about understanding who you are, why you respond the way that you do, and what you can do about it. Again, it's who you are, why you do the things you do, and what you're planning to do about that. All right. So it's the difference between action and inaction, but it still is a part of who you are. It's still a part of mastering your craft. And the craft of conflict resolution as a total construct, as a total strategy option, as a total way of life, is understanding the value of me. So we're going to get into the me today and help you become the best version of yourself and become the peacemaker that you were designed to be. You see, chaos is a way that we have learned to adapt. It's a type of conditioning, and it comes from very, very, a vast number of places, and places that are very, very near and dear to you. Your first conditioning came at home. That impacted you. Your next conditioning came at school. That impacted you. And now we add on this layer of life, belonging, work, relationships, and really stepping outside of you, which impacts you. So when we think about the mastery of me, that means understanding your emotions, right? Meaning your actions, M-O-T-I-O-N-S. So me is motions, and then it's also your empowerment of your motions, all right? So motions are things, movements, behaviors, things we value. They all impact our activity or movement. So I'm going to ask you, if you look at all the concentric circles of your life, you start out literally as a cell, you grow into a human, that human gets the conditioning from family, the same human that gets conditioning from school, the same human that gets conditioning from other people through work, school, relationships, the environment in general, social circles. So all these circles all tie into you in some very intentional way. which creates you and your movements to be what they are. So the first true self and mastering conflict is understanding your emotions. And that movement is also emotion, because emotions cause us to do things to harm ourselves and others, to protect ourselves and others, to stand still, to push forward. Your emotion has everything to do with your willingness and your ability to manage conflict. You see, conflict is neutral. It's neither positive or negative. It's only positive and only negative based on your response to that particular stimuli. So what does that mean? You may like a person, want to date a person, and they do something that their emotion does something that you normally don't like in other people. But because you have an affinity for this person, you're like, oh, that's cute. Or, oh, we're not perfect. Then you move, here we go to the movement, into a relationship with that person. So then that one trait, that one skill that they have that annoys you, now begins to annoy you every day. Then you move to marriage. Now in marriage, that thing shows up multiple times a day. And now you're looking at this person like, who in the world did I marry? You married that motion or that action that you took when you first met the person. So we think about conflict. A lot of the conflict, like, where are you going with this, Dawn? A lot of the conflict that we experience and a lot of the conflict that we share is self-imposed, because we did not hold boundaries. We did not listen to our own emotions, or we allowed a conditioning to dictate the actions that we took. I know that hit a lot of people, because that hit me as well. And I think about it in so many ways. So let's break it down in the workplace, right? We choose companies, motion. We choose companies, right? And then we empower ourselves to go and work for those companies. But we know that there may be a flaw within that culture or a flaw within that leadership set, the people you work with, that you chose to ignore, the motion, right? Because your conditioning says, give people a chance. Give the shot. No job is going to be 100%. Hey, I'm here just for the check. And over time, you notice that that tends to wear down who you are, what you're about. And then you're like, you know what? I hate this mess. I'm out. And then we look back and say, why did I even go to that company anyway? We have to look at the motion of the motivation behind the decision. And so I want to encourage you today to think about how empowered you are in your me to change your emotion to have better outcomes. So mastery starts with me, because the motions or the decisions that I make, the decisions that you make, are in your total control. They're in your control. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to make good sense and use good faculties, okay? Use your whole brain in making decisions. Now, I'm not going to say that every decision can't be an impulsive one, but on the decisions that matter as it relates to your career, your relationships, and your self-regulation or how you treat yourself, I want you to take the utmost respect and whatever amount of time it will take for you to think through your options before making a decision. Because to master me and become the best version of yourself is going to require you to look at the motions you have taken in the past and decide to take different ones if necessary in the future. That's the mastery of me. Conflict does not have to be a negative thing. It is truly neutral. It might be negative because it doesn't feel right or because you don't want to do it, but it does not have to be a basic curse. All right? The curse. We don't want that. Because at the end of the day, it's imperative for you to know that you are empowered to change your mind. You are empowered to say no, because no is a complete sentence. And sometimes in the motions of life, we do things because we feel guilty. We do things because we feel an obligation to another person or another party. Even our jobs, we feel obligated to do all the work that's necessary when we know the company needs to hire another person. But just remember, they may not hire if you continue to do all the work. All right? Mastery of me. Look at your emotions. Number two, look at how you empower yourself. Now, when you combine the me factor that I gave you today, your emotions, and the way you move as an empowered leader, ask yourself these questions. Am I where I need to be? Does this decision make sense? Why and why not? You ask yourself those three questions every single time you make a major decision around the way you move in life, the way you move in and out of relationships, the way you move in and out of companies, the way you move in and out of communication. You will find yourself in a better place in terms of conflict and peace building. You see, the best leaders hold boundaries. They let you know what they will do, what they will not do. They let people know how they feel and don't mask it. Now, it can be delivered in a way, but sometimes your delivery, listen to this, sometimes your delivery will not matter because the person receiving it does not want to hear it. So what are you saying, Dawn? As the conflict chick, I have had experiences in my own life and in the lives of the companies and the leaders in those organizations where they have delivered a message based on their emotions that disrupted the entire team. How does that happen? Why does that happen? It's simple. Everyone does not want to do the right thing, which is why conflict has such a negative connotation. So I want to encourage you today. You mind your emotion. You empower yourself to make decisions to reduce the stress and the conflict in your life and let everyone else manage their own. Okay? That's it for today. Because what I will tell you, once you start holding healthy boundaries, it will disrupt some people, but it will make you happier. It'll make you healthier. It'll make you unbothered by some of the chaos that people create because they don't want to be accountable to themselves or anyone else. And that has absolutely nothing to do with you. It's all them. It's their emotion. It's their empowerment or lack of empowerment. All right? I hope this lesson has made a little sense for you. I hope it will help you make better decisions. The three questions that you should ask yourself every day. Every time you make a major decision or make an intentional movement. Every time you feel empowered at yourself to be yourself and take care of yourself. Master me. That's our lesson. And I thank you for listening. My name is Dawn Stone, also known as the Conflict Chick. I am a speaker, consultant, and coach that works with organizations and individuals globally to help them build confidence, competence, and connections. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, and share. My handle is @theconflictchick, and I'm on most of your social media platforms. I thank you. Link up with us on LinkedIn. I would love to hear more and to share with you ways that you can master me. Take care.